Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Outdated bridges and roads around the country need upgrades, but federal funds have not kept pace with the demand, and that's left the private sector and local governments picking up the slack, even at border crossings. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Jude Joffe Block from the Fronteras Desk reports.
The city of Douglas is in Arizona's southeastern corner, right on the border with Mexico. It's home to about 18,000 people. Cross-border trade and luring in Mexican shoppers are a big part of the local economy. But many say the Douglas border crossing is too small.
As you can see, it's very tight. It's very inefficient. There's no space.
Oscar Vildosola and Carlos Fernandez are business leaders in Douglas. These guys spend a lot of time anxiously waiting for goods to make it through here. And Fernandez says the delays have been getting worse. Traffic is up 30% from 5 years ago.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The line of trucks go on for quite some distance.
The crossing is too narrow, says Vildosola, especially for oversized mining equipment en route to mines south of the border.
In the past, we've had pieces of equipment that don't fit through the door. So we had to hire cranes coming from Tucson or Phoenix and lift those pieces across the fence and set them in Mexico.
Not exactly a vision of efficient 21st century trade. David Murphy is with U.S. Customs and Border Protection's Tucson office.
We had ports of entry around the country, like Douglas, that are over 70 years old and do not meet the needs of the public in terms of trade or traffic.
But Murphy says there isn't money in the federal budget to keep up with all the needed renovations. So his agency has started a new program that lets outside interests raise money for these upgrades. It's known as the Donation Acceptance Program.
This allows private entities, public entities, or cities to actually come in and partner with us to build or improve facilities.
And this is where the city of Douglas comes in. Its mayor, Danny Ortega, submitted the city's proposal to be one of these partners. His proposal will renovate the current crossing and build an additional commercial crossing just for trucks.
Okay, we're about 5 miles west of Douglas, about a mile.
Ortega and I drive out to see the proposed site for the new truck crossing. It's 80 acres of desert right next to the border fence.
The Mexican landowner just south of us is also willing to donate his lands to the federal Mexican government in order to get this port project completed.
Ortega had to get counterparts in the Mexican city of Agua Prieta, plus state governments on both sides of the border and the Mexican federal government to all agree on the proposal. Ortega believes a new commercial border crossing will create jobs.
It doesn't look like much now, but I'm hoping 2-3 years from now it's going to be a real nice commercial area for Douglas.
But first, the city needs to pay for the port's construction, upwards of $37 million. The city plans to raise the money through bonds and possibly toll revenues or through private investors. It also hopes to convince the federal government to pay rent for the port facility. Robert Puentes with the Brookings Institution says these partnerships are all part of the new reality.
There isn't a lot of money coming from Washington anytime soon. There's really no cavalry coming to help.
Puente says that means creative solutions must be on the table to pay for infrastructure projects, even though border crossings may seem like an unlikely candidate for outsourcing.
Doesn't mean we're not going to do things here in America. We're just going to find different ways to do them.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection has received 7 applications from potential partners for the new donation acceptance program. It will decide by the middle of this year which ones it will accept and whether the Douglas port will be one of them. For Here and Now, I'm Jude Joffe Block.
And Jude's story came to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public radio collaboration in the Southwest that focuses on the border, immigration, and changing demographics.